You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
We know that millions of people love their iPhones, adore their iPads, refuse to be separated from their iPods. But lately, our relationship with our Apple technology has been tainted perhaps by a little guilt. A story from our partner, The New York Times, revealed significant safety concerns for the workers at some of Apple's overseas factories in China. Stories of long abusive hours, horrifying conditions. And now Apple is trying to allay those concerns. The company has asked an independent labor group to audit the working conditions at its suppliers' factories. We're joined now by Ken Aletta. He writes the Annals of Communications column for The New Yorker magazine. He's also the author of Googled, The End of the World as We Know It. Ken, welcome back.
Good morning.
Let's talk for a little bit about the conditions and what Apple has had to say about the revelations in relation to the workers who build the iPhones, the iPads, and the iPods over in China. What has been their response so far?
Well, their response until yesterday has been opaque, to say the least. That is to say, they've had no response. They basically treated it almost as a private matter. And when Steve Jobs had dinner with other Silicon Valley luminaries in February of 2011, last February, he was asked by President Obama, how do we bring manufacturing back to the United States? And Steve Jobs gave him an honest answer, which is you can't. And he said you can't match the pay, I mean the low pay that we have, the working hours, meaning the multiple hours that people work there, as opposed to a minimum wage and a work week here. And you know, and so we get our products done more cheaply there and quicker there than we could in the United States. So it's not coming back manufacturing.
To a certain extent, some of the things that we're getting, information that we're getting from Apple, makes it sound as though they're saying we had no idea this was going on. They joined the Fair Labor Association and they said that they discovered, they didn't know that a majority of their facilities weren't complying with the limits on how many hours employees were allowed to work. They didn't know that they weren't entirely aware that a large number of these factories weren't implementing the safety precautions either. Is that a credible argument?
Well, if you would like to buy a piece of land on Mars, it would be as credible as that response. I mean, there's no way that Apple didn't scout out locations. In fact, the brilliant investigative report in the Times by David Barbosa a month or so ago pointed this out, that Tim Cook, who's now the CEO, went over there regularly and with teams of people, and they knew what they were getting. The Chinese helped build a factory for them so they could produce these brilliant products they have. And so either they knew about it and wanted to avoid it, or they should have known about it and didn't. But either way, Apple is responsible. And one of the things they did yesterday by announcing they're going to investigate, they basically have now, for the first time, expressed alarm that this could harm the Apple brand. Apple is thought of as few companies in the world are. They are really popular. They're an iconic company. And it's very easy for an iconic company to be tarnished. And they're at risk right now.
That they may share that with the other company you've written about, Google. We're speaking with Ken Aletta, who writes the Annals of Communications column for The New Yorker magazine and the author of Googled, The End of the World as We Know It. Let's talk a little bit about this audit with the Fair Labor Association. They say they're sending a team to visit these Foxconn factories. What do we know about this association, and how in-depth will this audit be?
I don't know how in-depth the audit will be, and no one could make that claim right now. I mean, there is skepticism expressed about this organization, and because it is partially funded or supported by business groups as well as by some universities. So people are wondering how independent will it be. I don't wish to cast aspersions on the organization. I don't know enough about it. But, you know, there's another question here which deserves a little ventilation, which is how open is the Chinese government going to be? I mean, we're not talking about a democratic society. We're talking about a very closed society that is very jealous of people making claims and gets very upset if people make claims that they are somehow in violation of human rights or other activities there. So, you know, it's not at all clear that even if this organization investigating labor abuses in China were free and aggressive, it's not at all clear the Chinese government would allow them to be.
We're speaking with Ken Aletta, who writes the Analytical Communications for The New Yorker magazine. Let's say hypothetically, Ken, that this audit goes forward, that they discover in quotes, a bunch of things which are not in code with Apple, that Apple decides to clean that up. They succeed in doing that. What effect would it have if Apple were to change its working practices in these Chinese factories? Would that then impact other companies that have factories or plants in China?
Well, there's no question. I mean, it would put a spotlight on working conditions and whether workers are abused in order to produce cheaper products, and obviously would put pressure on other companies who would worry, as Apple does, about their brand name and their good name. And it would also mean, inevitably, and we ought to be candid about this, it would probably mean higher prices.
But does that change the answer then? Do you think that would have changed the answer that Steve Jobs gave to Barack Obama?
It might have, yeah. I mean, obviously, if the prices of products produced in China or other developing nations rise, then obviously it becomes more competitive with the United States. But my guess is that the answer would still have been that even if you improve the working conditions in places like China, the prices, the cost of producing a product there will still be lower than it would be in many manufacturing plants here. And then, of course, you've got the question, do you have the skilled labor here?
Ken Aletta writes the Annals of Communications column for The New Yorker magazine. He's also the author of Googled, The End of the World as We Know It. Ken, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.